What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined by Congressman Tim Kennedy. Congressman, welcome.
Hey, Joe. Great to be with you today.
Congressman, last time we talked to you, you were on the campaign trail. Now you're in Congress. How have these first few weeks gone?
Yeah, well, first, it has been an extraordinary experience. But let me start by thanking all of our military veterans and their families, those that sacrifice so much for our country to be the greatest country in the world. This Memorial Day weekend, we recognize our military veterans and families, and we remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to have these freedoms that we have. So again, we recognize that those families do so much for us and have sacrificed so much for our country this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, 100%, Congressman, and Memorial Day tomorrow, lots of us off to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Well, a few weeks into your time at NY26, how's it going these first few weeks?
Yeah, it's really been great. You know, representing our community, the great city of Buffalo and the surrounding suburbs, the great city of Niagara Falls and the surrounding suburbs, the region is so extraordinary, and to have the opportunity to represent and be entrusted with the people's voice down here in Washington, D.C. is the honor of a lifetime, and I'm just humbled by the opportunity.
Congressman, one of your first speeches on the floor was on the second anniversary of the 514 Tops shooting and calling for action to address gun violence. What are you looking to get done in Congress when it comes to gun violence?
Well, let me just say this. The first couple of weeks, it hasn't even been 3 weeks yet, and it's really been a whirlwind. You know, we're doing so much all at once. You know, I'm parachuting into the 118th Congress. You know, I'm taking all of the experience that I've had as a local legislator and as a state senator over the last nearly two decades and putting it right to work. And so it's the same work as I've been doing back in New York as a state representative and back in Western New York as a local representative, but just on a different level. And so what we have here in Washington, D.C. is just, it's a different process, it's different procedures, it's more people, but it's the same work. And so, you know, one of the things that I've been able to do here in Congress is utilizing my time to make sure that Western New York receives the recognition that it deserves. And on May 14th, after honoring the victims of that horrific atrocity that took place 2 years ago, I made my way to Washington, D.C., and I was able to control 30 minutes of floor time, which I was able to use to honor the victims of 514. And their names and their stories have been permanently recorded in the congressional record. I was able to talk about the individuals, not just their names, and you know, thinking about them as another individual lost to gun violence in this terrible racist white supremacist massacre that happened in our community 2 years ago. But I was able to talk about them and who they were as people, read their biographies into the congressional record, and reminding the world who these beautiful souls were that were stolen from us on May 14th of 2022. And I was really honored to be joined by a legendary colleague of mine, Congressman Jim Clyburn from South Carolina. And if you recall, Congressman Clyburn's district includes Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, which It is the oldest African Methodist Episcopal church in the South. And in 2015, it was the site of a horrific racist shooting that claimed the lives of 9 worshipers. So Congressman Clyburn recently awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his lifetime work in the nation and understanding the pain that our community went through, saw it important to stand with me and our community in solidarity. And, you know, it was one of those moments in time, a historic moment, but just 2 weeks into my tenure here as a United States congressman, it was the honor of a lifetime to recognize those individuals and stand with such a legendary congressman like Jim Clyburn in doing so.
We are joined by Congressman Tim Kennedy on the Trocare College Live Line. And Congressman, I want to move on to something that happened last weekend. We had a fatal train crash in North Tonawanda in your district. And now, you know, the investigation on what does happen next? What do we do to make rail crossings more safe? This is the second train crash like this year. Congressman, what do you think the right steps are?
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To address this.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It is a terrible tragedy and just so unnecessary. And unfortunately, not as rare as some people would want to think. You know, my heart goes out to the 3 Western New Yorkers, 2 grandparents and a grandson, a 6-year-old boy struck and killed by an Amtrak train when they got stuck between the stop arms at one of these at-grade crossings, this one on Felton Street in the city of North Tonawanda. You know, we have to act to save more lives. You know, the statistics show that this happens thousands of times a year across the country. And these fatal accidents on these at-grade crossings happen hundreds of times a year. And so it's just unacceptable. And so we've got to do more to protect citizens, not only in our community, but across the state and across the country. You know, that same crossing on Felton Street saw another fatal accident, another fatal crash between a vehicle and an oncoming train, but it was back in 2001, New Year's Eve 2001. And then just this past January, there's a Wheatfield woman killed at a similar crossing, a short drive away. And so, you know, what we need to do is really address the issue of safety around these rail crossings. There are scores of them across our community, each community, quite frankly, hundreds of them across Western New York. You know, I requested that the Federal Railroad Administration immediately begin to undertake an investigation in an expedited manner so that we can formulate new policies and procedures that'll really help reduce and eliminate these accidents. And I was very pleased to see that following my call for action, they announced that they would be doing an investigation. And so what we need to do is see the results of that investigation, along with the investigation happening right now with the North Tonawanda Police Department, and come up with some real conclusions as how we can address rail safety in our community in an informed manner, really.
Yeah, definitely something that we're going to be keeping our eyes on, Congressman, because like you said, I mean, that number is shocking. I, you know, until this happened, I did not realize how many of these type of accidents happen a year. And I think you agree with me. In 2024, that's just there's no excuse for that.
No doubt about it. And look, I'm the former chair of transportation in the New York State Senate. We passed a number of bills that would address rail safety, passenger rail and freight rail through the state legislature. You know, a lot of these things are superseded by federal law. So now that I'm in Congress, I'm already working with my colleagues in government to address some of these rail safety issues. You know, some of these things that could come from this are, you know, more closely regulating when these stop arms begin to descend, what material they're made of, signage that's included to make it clear that if drivers are stuck, they can drive through them, and, you know, really ensuring that these safety measures aren't defective, and quite frankly, again, getting informed concepts from an investigation that we're very pleased has been called to make better designs in this safety equipment.
Now, Congressman, before I let you go, you know, you are in such a it's happened now for a few times, unfortunately, over the last few years, where special elections, you're in such a different situation because you've just taken the seat. You're just getting adjusted. You know, you're probably still putting things on the walls of the office, and you've got to run for re-election. And you don't even know your opponent yet. How are you, you know, getting adjusted and also ramping up the campaign?
Yeah, well, look, honestly, Joe, at the end of the day, it's all about taking care of our community. And regardless of what level of government I'm at, it's the same. It's the same work, listening to the community, hearing the voice of Western New Yorkers, and driving that message forward. Now it's down in Washington, D.C. And we've got a lot of work to do, and we've got a nation to save. You know, democracy is at stake right now. And so the work that we are doing is focused on preserving democracy, fighting for the rights of Americans across this great nation, and ensuring that the Buffalo-Niagara region has a strong, dependable voice that people can count on when the going gets tough. And, you know, being parachuted right into the middle of the 118th in the middle of session in a special election, it's been the opportunity of a lifetime. I know what's at stake. And I know the work that needs to be done, and I'm really proud to represent our great community, and I'm honored that the people of Western New York have entrusted me with their vote, and I'm not going to let them down.
Final question. Is it like the movies? Does everyone's office have C-SPAN on, or is there a nice selection of different things on the TV?
Yeah. It's definitely C-SPAN centered. You know, you're always on the move here. It's about keeping the schedule, whether you're addressing issues on the floor of Congress, like 514, or my friend Tommy Cowan that passed away tragically in the last couple of weeks. You know, what a great leader in our community. I recognized him on the floor as well. Or you know, getting out there and taking your votes, or getting out to debate, or getting to committee. You know, I'm on the Homeland Security Committee. You know, I was honored to be chosen by Leader Hakeem Jeffries to serve on the Homeland Security Committee. We know so much is at stake right now in protecting our borders and ensuring the safety and integrity of our country moving forward, especially us on the border with the greatest ally that we have to our north of Canada. You know, I've got a lot of work to do, so it's keeping the schedule, making sure I'm where I need to be, and again, representing our community and representing it well.
I'm sorry, this is the last question. You know, Congressman Higgins, you took over for, and now obviously they had their disagreements, but Congressman Higgins was known to, you know, work with Congressman Langworthy and Congresswoman Tenney when it came to regional things. Have you talked with them since being in Congress?
Yeah, definitely. Both of them. Look, they were very welcoming and gracious and kind in welcoming me to Congress. We're going to find ways to work together to deliver for our community in Western New York. We're certainly never going to agree on everything, and nobody will. But, you know, you find common ground where we can, and we will work in a bipartisan fashion wherever we are able to. You know, again, we're going to have our differences, but at the end of the day, it's about delivering for the community.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.